You're listening to SBS News.
The number of youth voters in this federal election is climbing, with the enrolment rate for 18 to 24-year-olds at just over 88%. That number is over 2% higher than the record enrolment rate set for that age group at the last election in 2019. 21-year-old Rahim Mohammadi says he's frustrated that there's not more on offer from candidates to appeal to young people, particularly those from migrant or refugee backgrounds.
You don't feel that support, you don't feel that help, and you always feel like an outsider no matter what. And so it's just so important, you know, because people need to be felt like they're heard.
Rahim arrived in Australia in 2003 as a refugee from Afghanistan, settling in Brisbane with his family. Speaking no English and not having any support network in place, he says it took 5 or 6 years before he felt comfortably settled.
I would get bullied constantly in schools because I used to go to a primary school outside in public. You know, walking around with my family, we'd always get death stares from people. You know, our neighbors would always throw junk over their fence towards us. We'd have people come knock on our doors in the middle of the night trying to scare us and get us out of our houses. You know, just driving on the roads and having people stare at you, honk at you, stare at you even more. Pull over on the side of the road if you're walking late at night or something. It was terrifying, you know, and it feels like a nightmare when you think about it.
A nursing and psychology student, he never thought he'd be stepping into an advocacy role with the Multicultural Youth Advocacy Network. But after the pandemic's impacts on multicultural youth in Australia, he felt compelled to speak up.
Mental health in general has always just been such a stigma in Australia. And especially for someone who's newly arrived to Australia or migrated to Australia, the problems that they face are so much more unique and so much more complex than, you know, an average mental health case.
The network, also known as MYAN, has held regular roundtables around the country, including regional Australia, over the last 6 months involving a couple of hundred multicultural youths. The issue of mental health emerged as a big theme among the participants after more than 2 years of the pandemic. Carmel Guerra has been the chairperson of MYAN for the last 12 years, covering a period of 4 federal elections. She says the pandemic saw an increased demand for mental health services, but many young migrants and refugees are still not getting the help they need.
Definitely, mental health has been at the forefront. What concerns us is, though, that the mental health focus is based on traditional models of mental health outreach, which a lot of the young people we work with don't access. Most of the mainstream youth mental health services have a less than 20% uptake rate of multicultural young people. So something's not right for that to be happening. So we'd like for there to be a greater reflection on changing the models and working with communities on how to get information out, not just to the young people, but also to parents.
As a result of the dialogues, the group developed a 5-point election policy platform, which is urging the incoming government and policymakers to consider reform across 4 other key areas, including youth representation, improving the experience of young people in the humanitarian and migration program, removing barriers to education and employment, and tackling racism through adopting the National Anti-Racism Framework proposed by the Australian Human Rights Commission. In Perth, 21-year-old Zara Al-Halali also took part in the round table. Born in Australia to parents from Palestinian and Iraqi backgrounds, she says discrimination is a lived experience for her, and it was a factor in her decision to study law and journalism.
I think myself as a young advocate wearing the hijab and being a visible Muslim, I've unfortunately faced the end of discrimination and racism within this country across many years of my life. So working within this area really did help actually expose the issues of young people not actually putting their hand up to take part in politics.
Ensuring better gender and cultural diversity at all levels of leadership in society is something she wants to see.
We'd love to see more diversity in politics, but I think until we actually address the issues of racism and how we can socially create a cohesive environment for young people to not fear their surroundings, to not fear the judgment and the discrimination that may or may not follow them, that's when we can actively, you know, create that inclusive and united Australia that we all continue to speak about.
And that's why she's backing Mayan's call for the development of national youth policy, recognising the needs of multicultural youth. This would be driven by a dedicated federal youth minister in the cabinet and the creation of a federal youth advisory council featuring multicultural youths under the age of 30.
When we explore a federal youth advisory council, I think it's super important to recognise that, you know, some states unfortunately don't have those platforms to speak up and speak loud. So having a federal body that does represent and recognise the diverse constituents of all young people across all geographical backgrounds will be a pivotal move towards, you know, actually centralising young people's voices at the highest level of government.
Observing the conduct of the politicians in the last 3 years and also during this election campaign, Zara says it's been discouraging for people like herself who might consider possibly entering politics one day.
I think politics gets quite dirty, and I think when I'm specifically speaking to migrant and refugee communities, I think many communities that I've been a part of and have engaged with have been very frightened to even, you know, speak up against or speak out loud of their thoughts of what's going on in this current election and this current climate of things. I think ultimately many of us do tend to hold our tongues because of the experience of being excluded from this country.
In the decades since the dismantling of the White Australia policy in 1973, the most recent waves of migration have been from non-European countries, Asia, the Middle East, South America and Africa. But the cultural diversity in Australia's parliament does not reflect that, and it's behind countries such as the United States, New Zealand and Canada. Only 4% of federal MPs in Australia have non-European ancestry, compared to 19% of the Australian population, according to a 2018 report by the Australian Human Rights Commission. The disparity is particularly stark when looking at those with Asian heritage in the population and in the parliament. In Australia, those with Asian heritage make up an estimated 14.7% of Australian adults, a level similar to the US, New Zealand and Canada. Of the 227 members in Australia's federal parliament, 2.2% or 5 MPs have Asian or South Asian heritage. Labor's Penny Wong, the Coalition's Gladys Liu, Ian Goodenough and Dave Sharma, and the Greens' Maureen Faruqi. In New Zealand, the proportion of MPs with Asian heritage is at more than 5%. In Canada, it's at 12.8%, and in the US, it's at 3.8%. For Raheem, he feels he's finally hitting his stride. He says advancing in his studies in nursing and psychology allows him to look after both the physical and mental well-being of the people he works with. And for him, it's about belonging and inclusion.
You're putting yourself out there and advocating on behalf of not just yourself but others. It gives you that sense of responsibility for things that happen in your country and in the society, you know, especially like me, when I was from a refugee background, when I first came to Australia, I felt like I was an outsider, like a sort of imposter. But the more you integrate yourself into the community and within society, you start to really feel for how things go, and you want to see the country improve, contrary to probably belief that you know, we're stealing jobs or things like that. So that fresh change and getting that voice of the community out there is very important.
Biwa Kwan, SBS News.